steadfast brownies for breakfast, Richie.
Brownies Yum. For breakfast.
Brownies for breakfast.
You
yes.
got your clock turned upside down, sir.
Wow. Okay, some people listening to this at the
appropriate
time. I saved
my brownie
time.
For the last thing I eat for the day.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Every once in a while, like, you know me, I don't like to go along with conformists.
Did you pour a chocolate bar into it?
Well, I put a couple of extra little things in it.
Right.
Richie loves the way I do that. 7 past the hour, actually almost 8 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Monday is upon us. Hello.
What do we have here?
2 more Mondays this month is over. Kaputsky. So what has happened over the weekend that is worth your time? An effort, I hope it's not an effort to listen to this program. I hope you find it fun, exciting, useful, relevant, all of those things. Rich had a couple of days at the shore last week.
Going down the ocean, hon.
Yep. Every year you do the same things. You always do the same things.
I do. It's fun.
Why?
I have my jazz fest in New Orleans, and then I have my car show at the beach.
Right.
I like it. It's fun. You should try it sometimes.
What, doing the same thing over and over again?
No, having fun.
I have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I had a great deal of fun.
What'd you do this weekend
for
fun?
Over the week, spreading manure.
Spreading manure, yeah.
Yeah, breaking a couple of tractors, having people try to figure out, okay, what's wrong with this? Speaking of things that are wrong, by the way, Jennifer not here today. The thing is, all of us have other lives. I'm the only one who's dependable here, folks. I'm the only one who's here every day from beginning to end.
Yeah, but you
everybody
have another life, too.
Other things to do.
We all have second jobs.
Yeah, we do. That's true.
I work here at Network. Jennifer works with her father at CRN.
Everybody else
You're
has
the farmer.
Secondary jobs that make the money. I have a secondary job that loses me money. So I have to focus on this to make sure it works. But it's fine, Richie, because it's still called the Doug Steffens Good Day program, with a website that's called DougSteffens.com. And as long as we are there, you can check out the top 10 end-of-the-world prophecies. As the hours ticked by over the weekend, it was obvious that Judgment Day was a dud.
Oh.
And I use that because, of course, that's a reference to who I am as well. But this dud is with a small d, D-U-D, dud. So as a tribute to all of the crackpots who believe, as Harold Camping did, that the end of the world was upon us, and people who listened to this guy, what is there about these people? There were people selling their homes, selling all their earthly possessions.
Man, wouldn't you like to be on the buying end of that?
I don't get where the disconnect is and how people can so buy into this sort of religion stuff. I mean, that's really what this is. It becomes.
No, come on now. This guy is
a religionist.
They're off the reservation, man.
Well, right, but they do it in the name of the Bible and Christianity and all of that stuff. It's a shame.
They could do it in the name of a chicken. It wouldn't be any different. They're mental.
All right. So at the end of the day, there have been other hoaxes, a number of them. We have compiled the 10 biggest, the full list of end-of-world prophecies. This guy, again, Camping, not the first to forecast the end of days.
Nah, this has been going on for a long time.
It has. All right, so here they are from number 10 to number 1.
Number 10.
The Great London Fire of 1666, which is supposed to have enveloped the entire planet in flames.
Number 9.
All of the prophecies from Jehovah's Witnesses.
Number 8.
The Branch Davidian concept of life and the hereafter.
Number 7.
Y2K. That's the greatest one in my lifetime, I think.
Absolutely.
Y2K.
Number 6.
The Great Planet Earth and other prophecy books. Late Great Planet Earth. You remember that
Number
book?
5.
The Anabaptists of Munster. No relation to the Munsters, I don't think, was it?
Number 4.
No, not sure.
William Branham and the Pentecostal predictions.
Number 3.
2012, we're all done. What is it? December, it's the 12-12-12.
We're
all done, right?
Yeah. Number 2.
Harold Camping did the same bit, by the way. For those of you who weren't aware of it, in 1994, he tried to pull the same stunt. And it didn't work then, and it didn't work now, except
Number
he got a lot
one.
Of donations to his what do they call it? I guess it's a religion. The number one thing, the Millerites. How many people know what the
What's
Millerites?
That?
The Millerites. Yeah. William Miller, probably the most famous of all the false prophets. In the 1840s, he began to preach about the world's end, saying that Jesus would return for a second coming and the earth would be engulfed in fire. And that was supposed to take place in March of 1843. He circulated his message in public gatherings using the technologies of the day, which mostly was print stuff, right? Newsletters, papers, charts, that kind of stuff. Moved the messages, let's see here, 100,000 Millerites sold all their belongings in 1840 and took to the mountains to wait for the end of time. And, of course, yay, we're still here. It didn't happen.
Miller, I find amazing,
changed the date to October. So he kept moving the date around.
Yeah.
And his followers tried to explain it away, and they are today's Seventh-day Adventists. The Millerites are today's Seventh-day. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. The apocalypse and the Seventh-day. Anybody who belongs to the Seventh-day Adventist Church, would you mind calling us at 800-510-8255?
Doug's chance to attack another religion.
No, I'm not trying to. I don't. Why do you say that? I'm not attack. I just think that these, it's just, it's, I don't know what to think.
Based
actually.
On a false prophet.
Honestly,
call me up and defend your religion.
Well, but why would you go along with that stuff? What is there about
that?
You know
what I find? People find very interesting. Think about it now. Okay, we have the internet. It's easy to spread these prophecies.
It's like wildfire
sure.
on the internet.
And you've got to think that it's got a lot larger effect than it used to be able to in, let's say, the 1800s.
Sure.
But how did Jesus spread his message so widely? Just mouth to mouth. Here it is. I'm talking to you, and now I'm talking to you, now I'm talking to you.
Right.
And then now we have the internet where all these nutbirds can spread their word and create craziness like we had this weekend.
Do people think I'm being judgmental when I refer to this fellow? This man, Harold Camping, if it wasn't clear what this guy was all about in the 1980s, this man has made so much money, the Family Radio Network, and I'm offended, frankly, as a Christian, I don't believe in religion, and I've said that so many times. I think whatever makes your life better is something that you should acknowledge in any way that you choose to. But what is there about this and these Christian, so-called Christian, they abuse the name. I think it's pretty outrageous. I don't know what a better name would be for him, but taking things out of the Bible, how is that any different than taking the Quran out of context or any of these
books? Every religion is taken out of context and twisted to whoever needs it.
So this is going to be a new day, and people are so frustrated and angry and that kind of stuff. It's sad, really. So this guy continues to get donations. Sort of reminds me of the preacher. I think I've told the story on the air at least once or twice before. When I was a kid working in radio, I used to play we'd have Sunday morning recorded programs, and there were 30 minutes worth of material on tape, and we'd put them up. And I remember listening to a fellow, and it wasn't Garner Ted Armstrong, but it was somebody like him. It was somebody like Camping, as a matter of fact. And he started this so-called ministry and would spend a half hour telling people things that were as crazy. This guy had to have been the craziest old hoot or coot that you could have ever met. But it was entertaining to listen to. People listened to it because it's like watching or listening to Joe Pine. It was the same sort of stuff. Crazy stuff in the name of religion. This man made so much money that and his ministry netted so much non-profit cash for the family, which was he, his wife, and his son. To the point when this guy died, and I wish I could remember his name, his radio programs continued. He had about 400 and some odd shows that they'd run once a week. So you could go, he had eight years worth of material before you had to repeat it. So over the course of his quote unquote ministerial life, he had, I think it was 480 or 490 of these half hour shows. This guy was dead for 7 years before anybody figured out that he was dead.
That's what we're going to do with you.
The wife and the kid,
we're just going to keep replaying the shows over and over again and making all this money. Jennifer and I have this great plan.
Good for you, Richie. You can bump me off at any moment now.
Nah, you'll do it yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it.
Thank you very much. Yeah. That's very positive.
Time will take its own toll.
Yes. So anyway, the essence of this guy's family, his wife and his son kept ripping off people, send us donations to keep this ministry on the air. And the guy was dead 7 years before somebody figured out, wait a minute, what's going on here? This guy is, because he was doing them well into his 80s. And then when somebody realized, then there was this suit against the family, get my money back or get our money back. Class action lawsuit never went anywhere. The money stayed with the family, and they lived happily ever after. So what is there about it's religion that creates this stuff. It's a sad reality. I think it's a sad reality anyway. So I guess I'm just kind of curious as to what it is. People are so full of fear, and the fear today is generated, as Richie said, the fear comes from the media and the word of mouth that spreads so quickly. But even back then, there was a lot of it. So
sure.
What say you about that? 800-510-8255. Judgment Day was here and it has gone. May 21st disappeared. May 22nd is upon us. Isn't that what today is? Today's the 22nd, right?
Today is the 23rd.
23rd, wow.
Yes, it is.
Man, 2 days. Woo! 800-510-8255. So maybe we'll talk a little about this. Millerites and the Seventh-day Adventist Church, be interested in your thoughts about that. All I have is a picture of the ball, the earth, with flames coming out of it as it goes to blow. You know, when you think about something going down and flames goes down somewhere, where's the earth going to go? Down, up, sideways, where's it going?
I didn't get it. How did he say the world was going to end?
Who, Miller?
Yeah, just explode into flames. I mean, no, this guy, camping.
Camping. He said, well, can we do a couple of commercials here? And then, all right, we'll do that. I want to tell you about this anti-aging cream called Tautinol. Tautinol reduces the appearance of fine lines on your face. It keeps your skin moisturized. It protects your skin from the ravages of the sun, the wind, the things, the elements that through the day you're exposed to, whether you're inside or outside. You know, the air in the office isn't it? Because now all the windows are closed, you can't get them open. It's the same air going over and over and over again. And you think that's good for you? No! Tautinol! Tautinol is the perfect cream to protect your face, to fight those unwanted signs of aging. Oxidation. You know, there are different types. You remember this from chemistry, right? There's rapid oxidation and there's slow oxidation. Rapid oxidation is flames, fire. That's what's happening with the world, according to some of these people. Well, then the slow oxidation, which takes effect, is the wrinkles and lines on your face. Tautinol has the ingredients which will moisturize and smooth and protect your skin. So finally, try this out. Is a deal from the company. Buy two of these and get one free. And ask about the free gift when you call 800-607-7078. 800-607-7078. Call right away for your buy two, get one free bottle of Tautinol with the free gift pack. The anti-aging cream that works is Tautinol. 800-607-7078. It's a great way for you to protect yourself. You know we're all about having you protected here. Protect you from all kinds of things, whether it's your... Yeah, you may not want to be protected. You may be happy with your life as it is. But if I can serve some purpose here in protecting you, I'm happy to do that.
We're all about protection.
I know. It'd be good. I'd like to have some protection against ticks. I got a couple of tick bites over the weekend.
Ooh.
Uncomfortable. 21 after.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The sky is falling! A piece of it just hit me on the head! The sky is falling! Hurry, hurry! Run, everybody! The sky is falling! The sky is falling! There you are, you see? Just like I told you! Hit me on the head! Sure enough, oh my goodness, how awful, what will we do? They'll all be killed.
Now look here, what's all the fuss and feathers?
Something awful has happened. A piece of the sky fell down and hit me on the head.
A piece of the sky? Nonsense, it's just a hunk of wood. Guess that's the end of your stew, Mr. Foxy Loxy.
Twenty-four after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Monday, and the top 10 end of the world prophecies, 800-510-8255, Judgment Day, part 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 700,000, whatever it is. The original one, at least in terms of sort of recent history, is the William Miller prophecy, the same sort of thing, Jesus returning for the second coming, and people have been believing this stuff. I think it's just because partially people want this to happen. People would be, it would be nice, maybe there would be some relief to all of the strife and turmoil in the world if Jesus were to come back.
I can handle hanging out up in the clouds, you know, going to heaven.
Yeah, really?
Not having to wake up at 4:30
up
morning.
In the clouds. Yeah. For you, Richie. Joe
remote control
has called from Lake City, Florida, the Jet. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
So, the Seventh-day Adventist, are you one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, help us understand your connection to Mr. Miller.
Okay, Mr. Miller was very misguided, uh-huh. And I'm just calling to say it's not fair to link today's Seventh-day Adventist to Mr. Miller because...
I didn't do that. I said the formation of the Seventh-day Adventist movement came. I didn't draw the conclusion some people could do that. So when did Mr. Miller become persona non grata in the Seventh-day Adventist organization?
Well, he himself, the people who were the founders themselves, had unlinked themselves from him well before the formation of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Yeah, but what was there about him that attracted people? Why, maybe if you tell us a little about the Seventh-day Adventists, if people don't know other than they've seen the sign. I know a lot of Jamaicans who are Seventh-day Adventists, and I wondered what there was about the message today that attracts people.
Well, I'll answer that, but this Seventh-day Adventist has nothing to do with predicting the end of the world at all.
Well, but you can understand how people would think that, given that the first, apparently the first Seventh-day Adventist was this guy Miller. And
no,
he has guilt by association.
No, that's where that's incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Now the Seventh-day Adventists have some of the same beliefs that Miller had, but they at no time ever, bought into that whole end of the world. When they were formed, this had been years after this. He had already predicted this and all the rest of that stuff had happened.
Huh.
So my call is just to say it's not fair to even make a link with end of the world prophecies. We actually believe that in the Bible it says, no man knoweth the day or the hour. Hmm. And we think that this, what's his name, is just as goofy as anybody
Camping?
Else who tries. Yes.
Yeah.
He's just as goofy as anybody who tries to do that because it's very clear in the
what
Bible.
What is the main why did the Seventh-day Adventist then... They are a member of the Protestant, or loosely, I guess, the protesters, the Protestant movement, moving away from the Catholics. What were you protesting?
The biggest difference between the Seventh-day Adventists and Baptists is that we look at the Ten Commandments and we believe, we take them very literally because we find nowhere in the Bible where it ever says that the fourth commandment says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. So that's our day that we hold reverence.
You're Saturday, not Sunday, right?
Saturday, not Sunday. That's probably 90% of the difference between a Seventh-day Adventist and a Baptist.
You go to church on Saturday, Baptists go on Sunday.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not just going to church, but keeping that day holy. So people who go to church on Sunday sometimes will do what we call irreverent things, or they don't set that day aside as a special day.
All right. Got it. Okay. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. More folks want to be heard on this. 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
If you've never experienced Gelin with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because Gelin does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you Gelin?
I'm glad I have feet.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
It's a good day because we're all still here, huh? 33 past the hour. When last we met, it looked like the possibility existed that the world would come to an end for about the, as near as I can tell, about the 140th time in history.
There's got to be more than that.
Well, I'm talking about recorded stuff that we can put our finger on quickly. Yeah, it's more than that. So is 2012 any different? December 12th, 12, 12, 12, 12. How's that different than 11, 11, 11? We had 11, 11, 11. No, we haven't had it yet, right? That's good, Doug. November 11th. I forget what year it is sometimes.
The Mayan thing is the 12th thing, right?
Mayan thing is the 12th, right. 12, 12, 12. But this year, 11, 11, 11, excuse me, is supposed to be, pardon me, this is my Newt Gingrich, by the way, as an aside. This is me impersonating Newt Gingrich.
Nice. When he was trying to answer the question on Fox about his wife's $500,000 Tiffany's bill.
Yeah.
Okay. So what? They paid it. It was not that much.
It's not. It wouldn't be a reason that the guy wouldn't be president. But
right.
It's just everybody says, huh?
He's got the money and she wants the jewelry.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. It's. I thought it was. I was disappointed in Bob Schieffer, frankly, for asking the question. I thought it was trite.
Yeah, I mean,
there are plenty of other reasons to not like Newt Gingrich, but that hardly seems like something that's reasonable. But he was really nervous. Like, rewatch his body language.
Yeah, I mean, he was. Yeah. I don't get it.
That means that's a signal, Richie.
Well, I mean,
there's something
he used
wrong.
It as an opportunity to say, I've paid my bills, I have no debt, and don't we all wish to go?
Why would anybody want to be president and put themselves through this stuff? I mean, either that or the other question is, why aren't better people running for the presidency? All these nutbags on both sides. Ugh, I don't know that much about Herman Cain. I hope his closet hasn't got anything in it.
He's an interesting guy.
Interesting guy.
Pizza pizza.
All right. The thing with Mitch Daniels is apparently he had a weird, his first wife or his wife divorced him, married some other guy, did some crazy things, then went back and married him. And they don't want that to be part of the focus, so.
Takes all kinds, man.
Sure does. And speaking of that, we're talking about all these end-of-the-world prophecies. Doomsday did not happen. And apparently the group is disappointed. There was a volcano in Iceland. Mitch Daniels said he wasn't running for the presidency, but that was about it Saturday. the end of time. Call the rapture. We had guys on the farm who were teasing each other, wondering whether we should store an extra 5 gallons of milk for the end of the world. A lot of people, these believers, this is not about me. Maybe some of you think I sound like either an ignoramus or a snob, or I'm not open-minded. I'm very open-minded, but I
remember everybody. This is the guy who loaded up on generators come
Y2K. Yeah, right. Y2K, I bought a bunch of generators because I wasn't sure it was going to happen. I want to make sure the program was on the air, Richie. If we had no power, we had to get some power someplace. So the expected earthquakes that was the prophecy, by the way. The specific prophecy was that there would be earthquakes all around the globe as the clock struck 6 o'clock on Saturday. And this Reverend Harold Camping insisted that the rapture was still on its way. The fellow who runs PR for Mr. Camping, his name is Todd Evans, took his family to Ohio to greet the end of the world, but now will be in California as of tomorrow again. And I'm making an observation. A lot of the pictures of the women that I saw who were around at train stations and bus stations holding up signs, the end of the world, May 21st, had very large, were very well endowed. I don't know why that was, but that's
just what's your head?
I'm just looking at the pictures of the women who are out there with their jerseys on.
Yeah.
All right?
This observation. That.
Listen. At least I have that much of a from my manhood is still intact. 22 before the hour, 800-510-8255. So we're talking about the Millerites, all of these various end-of-world prophecies. And if you didn't, the Millerite thing seems to have been the one that got the most attention over the years. And it connected to the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And so I've asked a few questions about that, and we have some folks that have called about a number of things, so why not listen? Tony is in El Paso listening on KTSM. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Derek. How's it going?
I'm well, and you? I hope you had a good weekend.
I had a great one. Happy to still be here.
Yeah, aren't we all? All right, so what, from your perspective, the rapture, was it was an event worth paying attention to, or was it just so much nonsense for you?
God almighty, so much nonsense to a point that I just have to come up with a riddle for you concerning that.
A riddle? Okay, here it is. We have to have our finger on the button or not?
No. Not that kind. Not that deep.
All right.
But who is most happiest that the judgment day has come and gone?
That's a, would you say this is a riddle or a limerick?
It's a riddle.
Who's most happy Judgment Day has come and gone? I don't know.
Maria Shriver, because it took the Terminator with it.
Mm. That's right. That's the.
No, I thought that was pretty good.
But he'll be back.
Yeah, he said. Well, he says he's going to be back. That's another. Tony, thanks for the call. That's another thing that is. It's pretty shocking, actually. Our poll on Friday, if you were paying attention to DougStephan.com, what effect do you think Arnold's affair would have on his career? We had this posted on Facebook as well, Richie. You might want to check out some of the responses. Here's how it shaped up, at least as far as the Good Day website is concerned. On that poll that many people answered, a lot of people go in every day and they have fun with the poll, spend a couple of minutes on that. What do you think is going to happen to Arnold's career because of the affair? 33% of you said nothing. We've all known what he is, and we'll still go to his movies. 31% of you said it will for a while, but people will forget. 29% of you said if he isn't finished, Maria ought to get a lawyer and finish him for good. And 7% of you said he's finished. I do not think he's finished. He has put his movie, he had three movies in the pipeline and a television deal all on hold now, apparently, according to his production company. But there is something else. That is what a sad thing. You know, that was the number one issue on even news talk, political talk radio programs. It shows you how
Arnold's
people are getting off of the all politics all the time thing. The gossip machine, Richie, has become a very large controlling force on a lot of talk radio programs.
Hey, think about
talk
that.
Television.
Just a week and a half to 2 weeks ago, we're talking about the catching and killing of Osama bin Laden is
right.
The biggest thing, and then boom, yeah. Off the radar, just that quick.
Wow!
And here we are back on the.
But you know
the
what?
Next
got
thing
Arnold
replaced with is Arnold.
What? But Arnold now got bumped when the president made his speech in Israel, saying that they ought to go back to the boundaries established before the Six-Day War.
Yeah.
After that, I'm thinking to myself, there isn't one Jewish person in this country that'll vote for this guy now.
Yeah.
And he's now spent all weekend trying to do what Newt Gingrich is. Spent the last week and a half doing.
Pulling his Mark Spitz, doing the backstroke.
Right. Yeah, I do the backstroke. Tommy Ray is in Selma, Alabama. Welcome to Good Day. Hi.
Hi, Doug. I just want to tell you, when you were on one of the local stations here, I used to listen to you, and I enjoyed your show then. I still enjoy your show over the Internet. But I want to talk about Harold Camping.
Okay.
I think you need to go camping somewhere else. No pun intended. But
yes, there was a pun intended there. Come on, Tommy Ray.
But anyway, I didn't believe that Christ was coming at that time because Christ said nobody knows in Matthew. Nobody knows when he's coming. He's going to come like a thief in the night.
Right. And the first thing he'll do because he was Jewish is go to the nearest synagogue when he comes back. He didn't know that there was a religion. He didn't create the religion. That's another interesting thing about Christianity. Jesus didn't create Christianity. It was created around his image, around his life, around his beliefs, but he didn't create it. It had nothing to do with it.
But anyway, but 6 o'clock goes around the world 24 times, because, right.
Which time zone was it? That's what everybody, okay.
Yeah, 6 o'clock time local zone would time. It be? So, it was 6 o'clock in Great Britain when it was 12 o'clock here in Alabama.
Yeah.
And so, which one?
Yeah, right. All right, so Tommy Ray, you had a station there. Everything changes. There are, over the years.
Oh, yeah, they got some local yokels.
That's what they do from time to time. But you know what? The good thing is the Internet, yep, at DougStephan.com, and you have all kinds of iPhone apps now, iPads, iPhones. We have an app on iPhone, and if that doesn't work, you can go to radio shows, I think, Richie, isn't it? There's a
TuneIn Radio.
TuneIn Radio on any, whether it's an
Droid
iPod or Droid,
or
any
iPhone,
of those things.
Yeah.
People say all the time there are thousands, tens of thousands of people who listen because it happens. Radio stations change management and ownership. They change their ideas, what they want to do. And so they bring in new programs, and people who like what they have found like to go. And now technology is so great these days that you can find the stuff that you'd like. Always. There isn't anything you can't find.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Tommy Ray, thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to hear from you. 800-510-8255. 17 before the hour. Time for you to be pain-free. Pain-free with Salon Pause. Salon Pause is a revolutionary patch that you can get to stop pain as soon as you put it on the spot where there is pain. I'm looking at emails from people, from testimonials. One person had the pain in her neck. Somebody else writes about pain in her back and arthritis and all kinds of muscle pains. This will help. Salon Pause. It's the patch that gives relief. It's clinically proven to fight pain 12 hours. You don't have to swallow a pill. It'll upset your stomach. Just stick the patch on. No greasy mess. There's a lot of ointments and creams out there you put on, and they smell, and they're greasy. You don't want that. So as an offer to you, the listeners of Good Day, go to either DougStephan.com or DrKenshow.com. You'll see the Salon Pause and the little logo there. Click on that. Get a free sample and valuable coupons. That's it. Go to DougStephan.com or DrKenshow.com. Click on the Salon Pause button and get the pain relief that you are seeking.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at SpeedPass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right. Save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit SpeedPass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in
HBO, and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Hey, question for you. Did you know AutoTrader.com has new cars? Well, if you didn't, I'd like to liberate you from that archaic notion. In fact, I'm here inside the body of a guy who's shopping for brand spanking new cars on AutoTrader.com. First stop, his heart. Wow, he's got really into black SUVs. They all have Wi-Fi, too. Man, I can smell that new car scent from here. Well, we know what his heart wants. Let's go up and see what his head's thinking. You see, on AutoTrader.com, you can now compare new cars and even special offers side by side. That way, your head and heart can both get what they want. Yeah, I knew it. Look at all the special offers he's got lined up. There, I think he might have a deal. Bingo! He's got himself a winner. And that, my friends, is what happens when you find the one new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings, or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Yes, it could. And boy, wouldn't that be great. Believe, folks. Where's Cher when we need her, is he?
Believe. Cher's always around. About believe. Keep her in the wings.
Believes. So Judgment Day is the other things. But do we risk something by not believing? I'm thinking about the Branch Davidians and all the stuff that came about as a result of what those people believed in. It resulted in their death, right? The Branch Davidian complex down in Waco, where we've just gone back on the air. I'm not sure it's the same station we were on before, when Koresh used to listen to the program when he's out in his morning jog. But what is there about that? Or who is the guy, son... What was the bunch that took Kool-Aid and they all died? What was
that? Jim Jones?
Jim Jones, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So how many of these in our lifetime, never mind over recent recorded history, I don't know. I'm looking, I'm going to click on to the Anabaptists of Munster, whatever.
The Anabaptists of Munster.
This is a group after the Reformation, radical sect preaching apocalyptic realities. These were dissidents away. They moved away from Martin Luther. Anabaptist, the Baptist Church. This
the
is
Munster Rebellion.
Yeah, right.
The New Jerusalem to 1535
is awaiting the return of Christ. This is more of the same. The fellow who was in charge, the fellow who tailored all of this stuff came from the Messiah of the Last Days. Came from the Dutch city of Leiden. According to some accounts, there was a bloody siege in the 1500s, and I don't want to tell you what they did with the remains of this guy. All right, let's have Wendy on for a minute here from Ocean Shores. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Doug.
So let's have about 15 seconds from you.
Okay, Judaism indeed. Christianity stems from Judaism because the Jews and the Pharisees, the rabbis, wanted the Romans to be defeated.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
All right, 53 after the hour now as we focus on your life, making things better, technology. As oft is the case, we have several different things that could be of considerable value to you if you think them through. I have a quick little quiz for you. Let's see if we can go back to 1995 and connect Kevin Mitnick to technology. First person that identifies Kevin Mitnick will win a Swell Doug Stefan prize. 800-510-8255. The hint I will give you is that Mr. Mitnick was connected to the technology of the day, shall we say, in a very interesting way. He was the first of his kind. I'll give you that much info. Kevin Mitnick, M-I-T-N-I-C-K. Who was Kevin Mitnick and how does he relate to the history of technology? Meanwhile, can you guess when ebook sales will surpass hardbound books? Hardbound book sales in the focus at Amazon.com. So when do the ebook sales surpass the hardbound book sales at Amazon? Alex Goldfain will tell you what he thinks. He's our technology tailor. He's up next here on Good Day.
Amdro Amplock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Good news for electronic books. Amazon.com reported that its customers now buy more e-books than printed books. In fact, according to the New York Times, since April 1, for every 100 hardcover and paperback books sold, Amazon has sold 105 e-books for its Kindle. Just listen to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Quote, "We had high hopes that this would happen eventually, but we never imagined it would happen this quickly. We've been selling print books for 15 years and Kindle books for less than 4 years. Close quote. Let's look at the numbers. In March, ebook sales were $69 million, according to the Association of American Publishers. That number is a 146% increase over a year ago. According to Forrester, ebooks already account for 14% of all fiction books sold. No matter how you slice it, electronic books are here to stay. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Again, our tech quiz, Kevin Mitnick. Who was he? 800-510-8255. You know, every year, 4,000 teenagers die in car crashes. Curtis Shike has more on an effort to help black out this epidemic and keep your teenagers safe.
Car crashes are the leading cause of death for American teens. That's why Allstate Insurance urges Congress to pass the Safe Teen and Novice Driver Uniform Protection Act, or Stand Up Act for short. Allstate Deputy General Counsel William Venisi says the Stand Up Act encourages uniform minimum standards for graduated driver licensing, or GDL.
Car crashes kill an estimated 11 teens every day. GDL programs are proven to help prevent these senseless tragedies. In fact, they've been found to reduce crashes for 16- and 17-year-old drivers between 20 and 40%.
In 2002, Jim Portell lost his 15-year-old daughter, Jamie, in an SUV accident. He says he's supporting a new Facebook campaign to make sure others don't suffer the same loss.
I want Jamie's life to help others. Statistics show this time of year is especially deadly for teen drivers. So until May 27th, we're asking everyone to black out their Facebook pages to show their support for saving teen lives.
For more on how you can help, log on to Facebook.com/save11. That's Newsbreak.
800-510-8255. All right, so let's find out who Kevin Mitnick is. As soon as, what's the problem now, Richie? I'm looking at my phone back here.
Yeah, I can't get Bill back on hold here.
Oh,
hold on 1 second.
So maybe you can do that. Meeny, 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 miny, mo. I have only a minute or so to go. How's that? I'm a poet, and I don't know it. I asked the question because this fellow was charged by the FBI with a crime, and he served 5 years behind bars, and I want to know what he did. All right, Bill, so you get the stage. Quickly, what did Mitner do? I'm sorry, Mitnick.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, Bill, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I can't remember all the details, and it's embarrassing that I can't because I do this for a living.
Yeah, just tell us the answer, Bill, will you please?
Fine. He hacked in, I think, the AT&T network.
Yeah, he was a hacker, the most wanted hacker in the history.